This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
What is the future of American cities? The question is relevant because of a recent election and a recent article. 2 weeks ago today, Chicago voters elected Brandon Johnson as their next mayor. Chicago has many social, economic, and political problems, but as a very progressive politician, Johnson plans to double down on these failed policies. Urban problems in many cities are why one writer declared in The Atlantic that Chicago's dysfunction is evidence that large American cities have become ungovernable. That idea that cities are ungovernable has a long history. Edward Banfield's 1970 classic, The Unheavenly City, and Douglas Yates' book, The Ungovernable City, are two examples. But Ryan Streeter has a different view. He says Houston, for example, is now America's fourth largest city and set to overtake Chicago for the third position in the not-too-distant future. It also appears to be pretty governable. Other top 10 cities, such as Phoenix, Dallas, and San Diego, are well governed by almost any metric. Unfortunately, urban progressives have ideological views about what makes cities great, which range from promoting hip districts to promoting an array of progressive laws and policies. That is apparently what voters chose in Chicago, but most city dwellers would like a city that has quality of life basics. Recent polls show that Americans are still very concerned about crime and don't agree with defund the police rhetoric. They want affordable housing and nice neighborhoods. They want urban school reform and competent governance. They don't want their city to be an ideological testing ground for progressive policies that do not keep them safe and do not allow them to flourish. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.